We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, health conscious viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astral 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Calarada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cablevá TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a study shows donations by United States citizens increased in 2010. In humanitarian news, the United Nations Children's Fund aids in building secure features for Ugandan youth. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 26th, is the Independence Day of Liberia, celebrating the nation's self-rule attained in 1847. Africa's oldest republic, Liberia is adjacent to the North Atlantic Ocean and situated between Côte d'Ivoire and Sierra Leone. Liberian President Her Excellency Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is Africa's first elected female head of state. Abundant in natural resources, the West African country is home to two-thirds of the region's remaining rainforests. Today is also the Independence Day of Maldives, observing its autonomy achieved in 1965. An archipelago of approximately 1,200 small coral islands southwest of Sri Lanka, Maldives is flourishing with marine life including more than 700 varieties of fish. It is also known as a spectacular site for underwater photography and scuba diving. We wish the kind residents of Liberia and Maldives splendid Independence Days.
Fly-in news. Earthquakes hit Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Fiji, New Zealand, Japan, Guam, Indonesia, and Papua New Guinea. On Thursday, July 21st, a 5.3 magnitude tremor struck off the Costa Rican coast, its epicenter in the Pacific Ocean, 80 kilometers southwest of Puerto Jimenez. That evening, a quake of magnitude 4.0 struck Nicaragua, 100 kilometers southeast of the capital, Managua, followed by one 5.0 in magnitude that struck near the coast, 131 kilometers southwest of Chinandega.
On Friday, a 6.0 magnitude quake rumbled in the Fiji region, its epicenter 43 kilometers northeast of Ndoye Island. Also on Friday, a quake of magnitude 4.7 hit New Zealand, just 37 kilometers southwest of Christchurch. In Asia, a powerful 6.4 magnitude tremor struck 112 kilometers southeast of Morioka, in the region of Japan devastated by the March quake and tsunami, with another one, 6.2 in magnitude, that hit in the early hours of Monday, 94 kilometers east of Fukushima Prefecture. Before dawn on Sunday, a shallow quake of magnitude 5.5 occurred 90 kilometers off Hagatnya in the U.S. island territory of Guam. That afternoon in Indonesia, a 5.1 magnitude quake occurred 92 kilometers southwest of Sukabumi in West Java. On Monday, a 6.2 quake shook Papua New Guinea's New Ireland region, 73 kilometers south of Kavieng. Fortunately, these events did not prompt any tsunami warnings, and there were no immediate reports of damage or casualties.
With thankfulness for the safety of the quake-shaken residents, we pray that such potential disasters may soon be curbed through humanity's kinder, eco-stabilizing ways.
Aid groups struggle to reach famine-stricken Somalis. On Saturday, July 23rd, the United Nations World Food Programme, or WFP, announced that humanitarian agencies have yet to reach 2.2 million people facing drought and starvation in conflict-stricken areas of Somalia. With landmines in border areas further hampering access, aerial food drops are being considered. Fortunately, the International Committee of the Red Cross was able to distribute 400 tons of food aid in the Bardera district of the southern province of Gedo, next to Bakool and Lower Shabella, where a famine has been declared.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, has also been working with partner organizations to distribute relief packages to Somalis in an effort to prevent them from taking the dangerously long trek to Kenya. There, the Dadaab camps are still receiving 1,500 new Somalis per day, while in Ethiopia, hundreds are arriving at the Dolo Ado area daily. Saying that some children are in such severe condition that they can no longer be saved, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, has meanwhile called for more aid to continue providing clean water, food, and sanitation needs. On Friday, South Africa pledged a $148,000 donation for famine relief as the government and non-governmental aid organizations called on citizens to contribute as well.
Meanwhile, saying that Britain has donated 90 £90 million, British Prime Minister David Cameron called for more help from other European Union member states, and Australian Foreign Minister Kevin Rudd also appealed to the world to help avoid a catastrophe.
Upon first hearing of the tragic situation in the Horn of Africa in early July, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $100,000 each to save the children, Oxfam, and the Red Cross for a total of $300,000 in urgent assistance for the crisis in the region, sending a message that she was doing so with love and gratitude for these noble organizations' passionate works.
Our deep appreciation, United Nations and all governments, organizations, and individuals who are striving to alleviate the suffering of the African people, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's selfless support. May the tragic loss of life be halted and the drought conditions eased as we all join in kinder care of our shared planetary home.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
A puppy's heart. I'm just a teeny pup, but my love's overflowing with full devotion to my caretaker. For my whole life I'll never waver. Thank you for your generosity, looking after my humble life, giving me yum yum food and refreshing drinks, a soft mattress plus cozy blankets. In my heart you alone exist, my idol and master for life. Every day waiting by the gate and guarding to keep you safe at night. Oh, how lovely you are, my eyes on you dwell forever. Your hands gentle and soothing brighten up my very being. I love you beyond expression. When you're gone, I feel misery. I love you till eternity. If in your place I should have to die, in the end, I would still smile happily. Oh, how I love you so.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 547. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. People in nations such as Afghanistan, Bahrain, Egypt, Iran, Iraq, Japan, Libya, Morocco, Norway, Philippines, Saudi Arabia, South Korea, United Kingdom, Syria, United States, and Yemen continue to convey their demands for reforms that bring greater respect, dignity, and human rights for themselves and fellow country persons.
Norway. Rallies were held across the country on Monday, July 25th, as people marched in mourning for the 76 fellow citizens killed in attacks the previous Friday on government offices and a youth camp. In Oslo, more than 100,000 people, many carrying red and white roses of remembrance, marched through the center of the city, with Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg saying that the procession was also a tribute to democracy, tolerance, and unity.
United States, as the U.S. Congress and the administration of President Barack Obama continue to debate proposed measures to help reduce the budget deficit and raise debt limits, the International Monetary Fund warned on Monday that global financial markets would face a severe shock if decisive action is not taken soon.
Philippines. Over 6,500 demonstrators rallied Monday as President Benigno Aquino III prepared to deliver his State of the Nation address, protesting his government's slow pace of change as they demanded more progressive economic reforms and swifter justice for ministers in the former presidential administration who were corrupt.
South Korea and Japan. South Koreans demonstrate for a second day outside the Japanese embassy in Seoul in protest of a visit by four Japanese officials to Uliungdo Island, located near a group of small islands that are claimed by both countries.
Iran and Iraq. Two Iraqi citizens were killed and three wounded on Monday when Iranian shellfire hit the Iraqi town of Sidkan during border clashes involving a Kurdish group that Iran believes is being harbored by Iraqis. The International Committee of the Red Cross stated that some 800 Iraqi residents have fled the violence to stay in makeshift tents outside their villages.
Egypt. On Monday, as court proceedings for former Interior Minister Habib al-Adli were broadcast live in accordance with protesters' demands for greater transparency, the former minister was ordered to be tried alongside former President Hosni Mubarak on August 3rd, when both will be charged with ordering the killing of protesters in February. Meanwhile, a military court placed former Prime Minister Ahmed Nazif under a 15-day detainment while charges of corruption during his time in office are being investigated.
Bahrain. A commission of human rights and legal experts selected by Bahrain's King Hamid bin Isa El Khalifa has begun an investigation into the role of security forces during the crackdown against pro-reform protesters since March. Activists have responded with caution, citing the potential bias in a panel set up by the government rather than independently appointed.
Afghanistan and United Kingdom. British military personnel have accepted responsibility for the wounding of five Afghan children working in a nearby field during an airstrike, conveying their regret over the incident. The Ministry of Defense stated that the youths were taken to a nearby facility where they were given medical care for their injuries.
Morocco. Press TV reported on Monday that hundreds of people organized by the February 20 movement gathered in Rabat and Nador to protest recent constitutional reforms, which they state do not transfer enough power away from the monarchy to the people.
Saudi Arabia. The U.S.-based New York Times reported that human rights activists in the country are objecting to a proposed law that would expand the Interior Ministry's powers by allowing detention without trial, as well as secret trials, while also mandating jail sentences for anyone speaking critically of the monarch.
Syria. Following Friday's massive protests in Deir ez-Zor in eastern Syria, President Bashar al-Assad on Sunday appointed a new governor to the province. Also, as part of a reform program pledged in the face of ongoing pro-democracy protests, the Syrian cabinet on Sunday approved a draft law to establish a multi-party political system in addition to the long-time ruling Ba'ath Party. Meanwhile, activists reported Sunday that the Syrian army stormed the northwestern village of Sharjeh in Idlib province and also once again entered the city of Homs, where over 50 people were killed in the past week. Syrian security forces also reportedly arrested hundreds of citizens in Damascus, including famous filmmaker Shadi Abu Fakhr.
Libya. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, the head of Libya's Transitional National Council, Mustafa Abdel Jalil, stated Sunday that leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi and his family could remain in Libya as a way to resolve the current conflict, as long as he agreed to abide by certain conditions, including a complete relinquishing of power to the new government.
With sorrow for those who have perished, are injured or oppressed, we pray that the strife in all countries subsides and that people in every region of the globe may decide to live in freedom, peace, and deserve dignity.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, if the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will.
Thơ buồn từ năm lên tám tuổi, chiến tranh làm con người già quá rồi, nhưng không hẳn là sớm khôn ngoan. Đạn bom làm cho tuổi trẻ lụn tan, cũng như khiến đất màu khô cằn hoang phế. Khi sắc máu kéo dài bao thế hệ, con người bơ vơ vì thiếu niềm vui, sợ sẽ khóc ngày mai dù nay tối đang cười, sợ chết chóc dù còn hơi thở vội, sợ mùa xuân chỉ mang màu tang trỗi, sợ người thân sẽ một thoáng bỏ mình, sợ hãi hùng đen tối của ngục hình khi ngưng chiến, dù bên nào thắng trần. Ôi đất nước âm u đầy thù hận, hãy vươn vai như phủ đồng thiên vương, hãy đập tan lòng tranh chấp ghen hờn, hãy can đảm xa lìa bóng tội, hãy đánh ngã lòng hám danh hão lời, hãy đốt tiêu những tà thuyết ngông cuồng. Lẽ phải gì làm đổ máu rơi xương, lý tưởng nào mà nhà tan cửa nát. Anh nghĩ vậy, tôi có quyền nghĩ khác, ta luận bàn với ngôn ngữ của con người. Loài thú cầm cần bao bọc giống nòi, sao nhân loại tay sặc mùi máu bằng. Nếu các ngài là anh hùng dũng cảm, hãy oái phong từ chiến thắng chính mình. Tự nhiên rồi thế giới sẽ hòa bình, và ta đem thuốc súng làm pháo đỏ, để xuân về ta đốt vang đường ngõ, vui trẻ già trong áo mới xanh sang, nụ cười tươi lại nở tựa hoa vàng. Ta đem nụ thủy tiên mừng đời mời. Đây là điều đơn giản mà người dân hằng mong đợi.
Peace be here now.
Save our planet. Arctic sea ice melting could accelerate even more than predicted. A recent study by Canadian scientists from Queen's University showed that Arctic storm surges have increased due to the dramatic loss of sea ice, with salty water eroding coastlines and devastating inland ecosystems. According to Professor Peter Wadhams of Cambridge University, United Kingdom, this is one of the factors that in turn are accelerating the loss of sea ice in a feedback cycle. He, like other researchers, warns of a tipping point quickly coming in which the summer ice melt will exceed the previous winter's formation of new ice.
The Arctic Ocean will still be ice covered in winter, but it'll be covered with first year ice, that's thin ice, and it'll all go in the summer. This will happen in perhaps 20 to 30 years. I suspect it'll happen quicker. You've got now big ocean areas which used to be ice covered, so you can get in big waves and storms, and the waves come in and break the ice up some more, and because the ice is unconstrained by land masses, it can expand out and break up. So I think what will happen is that the rate of decay or the rate of retreat will increase as the actual area gets much smaller, and eventually it's like falling off a cliff, it will just all go.
Our appreciation, Professor Wadhams and Queen's University researchers, for alerting us to the worsening disappearance of the Arctic sea ice. May we all work to halt the climate change through our concerted planet-cooling actions.
Save our planet. On July 20th, 2011, BBC News highlighted the capital city of Bogota, Colombia as being one of the top in Latin America for eco-friendly cycling, with the largest network of bicycle routes in the region, as well as car-free Sundays and plans for further improvements to enhance weekday bike commuting.
Warning news. Following a recent ban on beef from Japan's Fukushima Prefecture, after the meat from more than 1,500 cattle was found to contain excessively high radiation levels, Kyoto News on July 23rd reports on contamination in Miyagi Prefecture of meat from another 1,183 cattle who consumed radioactive feed prior to their slaughter.
Hi, I'm Rigo, the red deer.
And I'm Dindi, his son. Both of us are enjoying our plant-based diet.
Today, we have a tip for drivers.
Always set the parking brake on your vehicle when leaving it unattended.
Without this precaution, the car may roll.
Be safe.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the weather around the world.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Indonesia. Indonesia works to raise awareness about global warming. The country's National Council on Climate Change organized the Indonesia Climate Change Education Forum and Expo 2011. It featured seminars, many informative exhibits, including those from United Nations agencies and earth-conscious organizations, and other activities. Attending the event was Mr. Agus Purnomo, Chairman of the Council and Special Advisor to Indonesia President, His Excellency Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono.
Pameran ini dimaksudkan untuk memberikan informasi kepada anak-anak usia sekolah sehingga mereka bisa belajar lebih banyak, lebih praktis, lebih mendalam dari apa yang sudah disampaikan oleh sekolahnya mengenai lingkungan hidup dan mengenai khususnya perubahan iklim.
Special Advisor Mr. Purnomo expressed the importance of adopting a plant-based diet.
Menjadi vegan, kalau mengurangi daging, itu kan berarti mengurangi kebutuhan membuat pembukaan hutan untuk makanan ternak. Begitu juga kegiatan-kegiatan yang lain, itu kalau dilakukan bisa membantu mengurangi penyebab yang menimbulkan perubahan iklim.
Our association members sponsored a booth displaying Supreme Master Qinghai's solution guide to saving the planet, From Crisis to Peace. Complimentary copies of the vital book were available to attendees. In addition, Our association members gave presentations about the vegan lifestyle and how it can help reduce global warming. Bravo, Indonesia's National Council on Climate Change, for this important gathering. Also, our heartfelt gratitude, Special Advisor Mr. Agus Burnamo, for your support of green ways of living. May all humanity quickly work together to protect our world through choosing the compassionate animal-free diet.
In philanthropy news, a study shows donations by United States citizens increased in 2010. A report by the Giving USA Foundation and the Center on Philanthropy at Indiana University reported that Americans gifted $291 billion in 2010, 4% more than in 2009. Over a third of the contributions from the U.S. are allocated to religious organizations, 14% are for education, with other portions going to areas including foundations, human services, health, public society groups, arts and culture, international affairs, the environment and animals. Our thankfulness, Giving USA Foundation and the Center on Philanthropy at Indiana University, for this encouraging news. Also, our warm appreciation, all Americans, for your generous hearts. May we all continue to help one another live happier and more peaceful lives. Up next on Noteworthy News, the United Nations is working to improve children's opportunities in Uganda. We'll take a moment to remember God's blessings. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more valuable news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, blissful news for a jubilant world. In humanitarian news, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, aids in building secure futures for Ugandan youth. To prevent young people from leaving their homes due to economic circumstances, UNICEF helps families increase their incomes through the support of Uganda's microfinance and other programs. In addition, UNICEF works to improve children's opportunities by measures such as enhancing access to technology through providing computers, reports New York-headquartered Relief Web News Source. God bless you, United Nations Children's Fund, for your many efforts to make children's lives better in Uganda and around the world. May each youth embrace a future full of hope and joy.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke in Swedish entitled Car Logic.
Varför har du ökat hastigheten?
Lasse.
Bromsen är gått sönder. Vi bör komma hem före olika.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on ancient spiritual wisdom in the new millennium on Our Noble Lineage. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
The words from Dr. Acharya Sri Yogis are so simple to understand and 100% true. Jeffrey from the United Kingdom.
Wise words, wise being. Tony from the United States.
Warm-hearted Jeffrey and Tony, it's wonderful to hear from you. Dr. Acharya Sri Yogis so well expresses the universal principle of respect for all life. In the Jain faith, the animal-free diet is the first step towards realizing this noble understanding. May divine grace be with you and the compassionate people of the United Kingdom and the United States.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May kindness and goodness be your faithful friends.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. President Barack Obama welcomes New Zealand Prime Minister John Key to the White House, where the two leaders acknowledge their country's highly cooperative relations as they discuss international issues and plans for increased reciprocal trade.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez returns home after a week of chemotherapy in Cuba, saying that, although he is scheduled for a second round of preventive treatment, he is now officially cancer-free.
Iran's capital city hosts the 15th biannual Tehran International Ritual and Traditional Theater Festival, bringing together 78 performing troupes from Iran, Turkey, Italy, Uzbekistan, Japan, and South Korea to celebrate contributions of cultural heritage and uniqueness.
Awakening to black smoke and the crackling sound of flames, 13-year-old Eric Esparza of Oklahoma, USA, shouted and ran to wake his sisters and parents, expressing thankfulness for his life and theirs as all emerged safely from a fire that destroyed their home.
The Jordan Times reports the police in Amman honor taxi driver Abu Amin for his announcement on radio seeking a passenger who left more than $11,000 in his cab, with the amount later being returned to the grateful rider who had just borrowed the funds to purchase a car. For his kind-hearted truthfulness, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Amin with the Shining World Honesty Award.
Physicists from Cornell University in New York, USA, are able to slow light beams and speed them again in what is being called the first in a generation of invisibility cloak inventions, as they achieve success in hiding events for 110 nanoseconds in time.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.